Steve Jobs focuses less on Apple's gadgets and more on the daughter Jobs refuses to raise.
Your Apple stock was worth $441 million, while your daughter and her mother are on welfare.
She's not my daughter!
Aaron Sorkin's script is a bit talky, sacrificing user-friendliness for innovation, but director Danny Boyle packs plenty of juicy symbolism. While Ashton Kutcher may have looked more like Jobs, Michael Fassbender kills it with a masterclass of control freak denial. As colleagues Kate Winslet, Seth Rogen, and Jeff Daniels all ask, can't you be a Mac genius and a decent human too? As for Bridge of Spies, don't expect a Bond-style spy action thriller, but rather a deliberative Cold War drama.
Are you good at what you do?
This will be a first for the both of us.
You should be careful.
Spielberg builds tension from quiet standoffs, whether on a bridge or at the negotiating table, while Tom Hanks offers a self-deprecating stoicism to match the Coen brothers' charming script. The film's tone is exactly like Hanks' character, more wise than brash. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, giving Steve Jobs and Bridge of Spies both 3.5 out of 4 stars.